We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy May. I find it hard to imagine that we are actually here. The birds are chirping. It's pretty in Indiana.
At least the sun is shining today.
The golf courses are. Greens are just perfect. Mm. You know, life is good. And this is if you're not from Indiana, this is some of our favorite time of year.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The month of May, it's race time in Indiana. Mm-hmm. You know, so things get a little more exciting around Indianapolis. Even in our local communities, you see a lot of charitable stuff that's coming.
Festivals.
We had Pippa Mann actually come up and talk to us a couple weeks ago. Mm. With part of the Wake Up Breakfast, part of our chamber. It's just an exciting period of time. And the one thing, you know, people ask me what I try to get accomplished on the show. And the honest answer is what drives me is to try to educate you about your money, right? Our firm, the Financial Enhancement Group, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Right.
So that you do not make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. My why is I want to educate you about your money so that you don't go down that rat hole of making inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. And believe me, we have seen them all. And so part of what we have to do or get to do is to talk to business people about how to run their life. You know, here comes Pippa. And by the way, when she shook my hand, I knew she shook it. You know, you can say race car drivers aren't athletes, but either they're not or she is. But, you know, I'm just telling you, she is. She's a rock.
Wow.
But she was going through the complexity of just being a rider. You know, you are just being a driver. You have to procure your own funds. You've got to find a team. Mm. You've got to deal with your sponsors. So everybody who is a sponsor is essentially her boss.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they call and they want you here. They want you there.
There you go.
And she went through this litany of things that even though I have checklists coming, you know, I'm a checklist nut. Even though if you came in and said, Joe, I want to start a business, and I can whip out the checklist and say, here's the things that we should be looking at. I did not recognize that race car drivers really had to go through all of that.
Yeah.
But our intention, the reason Sherry's here on the show, is if I say something that she doesn't think the normal mind or the normal person or observer would understand, it's Sherry's job to go, hey, wait, Joe, explain that a little bit better.
Come down from the clouds,
Joe. Come down from the clouds. Yeah. Get away.
Yeah.
And then my job is to try to give you things that are out there that you need to understand that are going on. And so please pay special attention today as we talk about bonds, which Sherry says are boring.
They are.
And the American Ninja Warriors, which are not boring.
No.
But you may wonder how they fit into a financial show. Hey, you stick around and you will find out shortly.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Hey, for those of you who are not in the state of Indiana, you have to know that I've never lived anywhere else, take care of third families in 31 states, and I love Indiana, Sherry.
I know you do.
I think Hoosier people
I do, actually.
Hoosier people are good. It's now number two in places for businesses to start their business.
Really?
Yeah. Our tax rate's good. Our people are good. It's just center of the country in terms of population. Just all sorts of good things.
Yeah.
On if you've not been to Indianapolis, downtown, there is a thing called the Circle. It was the first roundabout.
Yeah, you know,
It's really a circle, goes off to four streets. In the middle is a the war monument.
The monument.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. But there's a we have one president from the state of Indiana. Do you know who that was?
Harrison.
Very, very good.
Woo-hoo.
His headquarters was actually on the circle.
Yes.
And he gave a very long speech, sadly, in the inauguration. And died of pneumonia shortly thereafter, the pouring down rain.
Oh, no.
A little verbose, perhaps. You know, I wasn't here for that event. But anyhow, it's called the Columbia Club. And, you know, I love being able to do neat things. Last night, my my wife, and I'm not a reality TV fan. You just got to know that.
Yeah.
But we do, Barb and I do enjoy watching American Ninja Warrior. And, and I don't know if it's because I'm a hiker, a football player, a wrestler, and I know what it takes to contort yourself.
Really?
And such weird positions that they do. And, you know, when you see some of them that are 40 and 50 years old, I'm 51, and to imagine myself being able to do some of the things that they do just is inspiring.
And they're still out there doing it.
And
wow.
So we went down and got a room last night and watched them. They quit at 6 o'clock in the morning.
They go all night?
It started at 8 o'clock last night. And they had contestants all the way up until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Now, the people that started before it got dark were really not ones that were on the show. They were ones wanting to try a particular stunt or one of the things. But so what's this have to do with financial planning? Where does this come into play? And it comes into play in your portfolio.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that?
Well, so when they do all of these moves, and if you haven't seen them, it's worth watching once or twice just to see what goes on. But they have to do a variety of different things that require hand strength, arm strength, coordination.
Mm.
It requires you to be fast in some cases.
And this
balanced.
Is just normal people, average?
These are normal people who work out a lot. A lot of them own
right.
gyms.
Okay.
But the point is, in almost every single one of those points of working out, they have to utilize their core.
Oh.
Your core is that stuff between your glutes and your chest. It's primarily the abdominal muscles, but it's what keeps you stabilized in terms of what you're doing all of the time. So what is your core of your portfolio? Mm. And the answer to that is generally the percentage that you want to have between equities, fixed income, and cash. That's your core. Okay. And you have to know what that is. Now, people will often come to the Financial Enhancement Group and say, Joe, what percentage do you have in equities? And you need to understand that we change that based on what we see going on in the economy right now, based on a mechanism that is proprietary that we built called our risk barometer.
Mm.
So think about any barometer. It just tells you what you expect the impending weather conditions to be.
Right.
And so once a month, we update the risk barometer. You know, we have our allocation meeting every week. But we sit down and let's say if you were in growth, Sherry, if you tested and your discipline said that you wanted to be a growth-oriented investor, that means when we think things are neutral, just on average, you're going to have about 70% of your money inside of equities.
Okay.
Now, if the risk barometer says it's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
A beautiful month, it can go as high as 80.
Mm.
On the other hand, if it looks like a storm is coming, right? And believe me, guys, when you know people say, well, you can't time the market. This is not timing the market. This is just adjusting that core. So
from what you see,
we're now going into a specialty side of the deal, but we can adjust it down to 60.
Okay.
So you neutral 70, could go up to 80, could go down to 60. So we've got a 20% leeway that's in there.
Okay.
Where we're able to utilize other types of muscles. Now, if you think about the core for a second, the core in any portfolio, and all my Purdue students love this because it saved them $240 a year. The PhD that wrote the book interchanged the word systemic and systematic.
Oh.
Those may not sound like big words to you or important words to you, but systemic is when your hand gets sick and your whole body dies.
Yes.
Right? It's the things that we watch out for inside of overall economies, if you will. It's, you know, it's the housing issue that came out of 2006 and 7 that eventually led to what we call the Great Recession. It was systemic. It was in housing, but it spread to the rest of the world.
Right.
The majority of your portfolio movement, however, is what's called systematic. And there's systematic risk and there's unsystematic risk. Systematic risk says that about 70% of your movement in a portfolio is going to come from the type of asset you are in. So it doesn't matter if we pick stock A or stock B or index A or index B. Typically, mathematically, about 70% of your result is going to come because you were either in equities or because you were in bonds.
Okay.
And then you're able to fine tune it a little bit more. So now you're going from somebody who's in good shape to a bodybuilder, right? Where you want to see some of the ripples.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
where you fine tune it down to, okay, we want more mid-size companies or more small size companies or more large size companies or more international companies, you know, as opposed to just domestic. Those are the fine tuning things that you have to do that are that go out there that are based on, you know, what happens in the economy. So when you see somebody on the American Ninja Warrior, understand that they're out there because they're very, very, very focused in terms of where they're stepping, what they're going to grade. They're very intentional.
Okay.
About where they're going to step, about where they're going to place their hand the next time. And if they don't do that, you get into trouble. Now,
yeah.
I have told people on multiple occasions, I cannot treat my money as well as I do your money if we did not have the process and the army of people here to do it. It is just, I don't have enough assets to make it worth me spending as much of my time taking care of Sherry Kontos's money
right.
as I do because I have 24 people in a team and a process.
Right, yeah.
We're very, very intentional in terms of what we buy, intentional in terms of what we sell, both from a risk-reward profile as well as a tax implication. And we really want to make sure that we're able to look at that risk barometer to focus on our core, if you will, that the core mechanism that balances. And then when we see opportunities in the marketplace, we're going to talk a little bit here in a wee bit about North Korea, but when we see opportunities that change or things that change, we have to be able to go in and make those changes that are necessitated not because of something that we necessarily forecast. Sometimes we say, hey, we see something coming and we want to be ready for it when the timing
yeah,
is right.
Right.
But many times stuff just changes. The, you know, we didn't know the tax provisions were going to be as strong as they were. And the closer we got to getting that deal done and watch them actually get passed December 22nd of 2018 when the president signed them, that was a game changer.
Yeah.
And if you didn't change your portfolio, right, then you made mistakes. So to say that I'm always at 60-40 or 70-30 and that, you know, that's all I'm going to care about in our mind is a mistake. You do want to have that focus. You do want to be intentional. You do want to pay attention to your core.
Mm-hmm.
That means you understand a base amount of percentage of your assets you're going to have in a certain direction. But at the same time, Sherry, we got to be ready to change when things say we have to change.
Yep.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com, or call us 800-928-4001. We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than half a million small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along. Yeah. Hope you're having an outstanding day, week, morning, night, whatever time
month.
Month, yes.
Yes.
It is hard to believe that we are moving into another month already here in the middle of the year. I like to talk about game changers. And I think they're important. And part of this is... may seem to be a little self-serving, and I apologize for that, because if you listen to the show enough, you know we try to make this as an educational format.
Yeah, it's not usually.
But somebody came in the other day and asked a legitimate question. They had been working with an advisor for over 20 years, and the question was very, very clear, very, very simple. Why hadn't they told them to do a few different things?
Why hadn't they told them to do a few different things?
For instance, they have no Roth IRAs.
Oh, wow.
They've qualified for a Roth IRA
the whole time.
Since 1998, since they came out.
Yeah.
Money sitting in an after-tax account.
Woo.
Right? They didn't fund another IRA. So they could have taken $5,500 for a while, $6,500 now, in each of their names and moved it over into another account to make it a Roth. And I think, you know, I can tell you in the world of advisors, I think that happens because advisors get caught up looking at bigger numbers. If you don't have a process, you know, they have the attitude, you know, we take care of more than $350 million. And I think advisors have the attitude that people don't care about $6,500. And I will tell you, I care about $6,500.
Part
of our process is moving it.
Yeah.
But it's important to understand this. When we started the Financial Enhancement Group back in 1997, I knew, and Don Hodson, my partner, knew, he owned an accounting firm, that people had worked very hard to get money into accounts, but they were having definite challenges understanding how to get the money out of accounts, right? How do you get money out of your 401k? What should the strategy be?
When you say that, you don't mean withdrawing. You mean withdrawing without it hurting.
Withdrawing correctly.
Right,
knowing
right.
how much money you can take without running out,
and
all of that.
Right, right.
And so when we started the firm, we started it under the premise of being fiduciaries, meaning I always wanted to act in Sherry's best intention by design. And you may say, well, everybody does that. Okay, that's fine. But that was our objective. That was our goal. Our vision of the industry is that everybody ought to have access to a fiduciary. Our mission, if you will, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Right.
So that you don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. It's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
So we know where that focus is. So back in 1997, believe it or not, it cost me $300 to make a stock trade.
That's hard to believe. That really is hard.
$300.
Yeah.
And so we used, back in 1997, we used annuities. Never did mutual funds. Never made sense to me. But we used annuities and we used some insurance products because it made sense.
Right. It was cheaper.
Suddenly in 1998, the Roth is created, right?
Yeah.
And that changed our viewpoint on how some life insurance products should be used.
Right.
Okay. By 2000, we had our cost of trading down to $70 a trade, right? Still a lot of money, Still a lot, but 300 to 70.
That's a bit, yeah.
By 2002, we had it to 30. Right? Today, it's less than $7 a trade.
Wow.
Right? It's about 6.25 with 1,000 exchange-traded funds that I'm able to use for free. Now, why do I bring this up? And it's one of the challenges inside of our industry. The Financial Enhancement Group is a registered investment advisory firm. We manage money. Mm-hmm. That means I don't pick up the phone and call Sherry to say, Sherry, what do you think about this stock or this investment? Sherry has already filled out her paperwork. We know what model she belongs in, whether that be growth or balanced. If I'm in growth and she's in growth, then if I buy it in my account, I'm buying it in her account. The money's not mixed. It's separate accounts.
Yeah.
But if I'm buying it in mine, I'm buying it in yours. If I'm selling it in mine, I'm selling it in yours. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have different models that do different things.
Sure.
Some are tax advantaged, right? Because you don't want a lot of dividends, capital gains put on your tax return. Mm-hmm. In an IRA, that doesn't matter so much.
Right.
So, you know, there's differences there, but that's why we have different models for tax deferred money and different models for money that is taxed.
You have different models depending on a person's risk tolerance too, right?
Right.
I mean,
yes, the all equity, all the way down to no equity.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Got it.
And a few little steps in between.
Sure.
So the person came in and they're sitting in a commodity, if you will, exchange traded fund.
Okay.
And they ask me the question, knowing that commodities have been down for the last 6 years, they ask me the question why their broker, who they like, who they believe likes them,
sure,
hasn't gotten them out of the commodity fund that has cost them a boatload of money.
Mm.
And here's where you get into understanding the challenges of my life, or of my industry. As a registered investment advisor, we act as a fiduciary. We don't sell anything.
Right.
So regardless of whether I tell you to drink coffee or water or Coca-Cola,
right,
the cost is no different to you, and the revenue to me is no different to me. Nothing changes. Right.
Right.
And I know you're going to find this shocking, Sherry, but I'm not always right. I know.
Oh,
gasp.
Oh, man.
I am not always right. My wife loves it when I say this, right? I am not always right. Now, sometimes I'm not right because the tax code changes.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
I told you to buy an insurance product in 1996. The Roth IRA came out in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a monster in my mind if I didn't tell you to do something differently when the rules changed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the tax code. Sometimes it's the economy, right? So, you know, the Trump election changed a lot of things. The tax cut last year changed a lot of things. They're game changers,
right?
And as a fiduciary, when I see something that is a game changer, I make an adjustment in your portfolio. I don't call you and ask what you think.
Yeah.
We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money so that they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation.
Right.
Right. We do it under suitability. So in the across the country, 90% of the industry is under suitability. They sell stuff.
Yes.
Not fiduciary.
Right. Can I?
In Indiana, it's 94%. Go ahead.
Which I think is crazy. I don't want to go back to something you said before. You said you're a registered investment advisor. That means I'm a fiduciary. That's not are all registered.
Yes, because they're functioning under discretion.
So, all registered investment advisors.
And they may have two parts of their mouth. They may do stuff on both sides of the fence, but they have to fully declare that. The part where you're functioning is an RIA.
So I'm asking the question because people who are listening may not know.
You have to be functioning under a fiduciary.
Okay.
But here's the challenge, though, folks. Here's where it gets ugly. Under suitability, that broker, when he sold their friend that commodity fund, got paid a commission.
Yeah.
Okay. Got paid a commission.
Sure.
Now, he or she, I'll leave that out, may have very well recognized that Sherry should make a change.
Mm-hmm.
But if she makes a change because their model is selling stuff.
Right. Yeah.
All of a sudden, the broker gets paid again.
Okay.
The industry calls that churning.
Yes.
Right. It's illegal to churn. It should be illegal to churn.
Right.
But folks, what do you do when the rules change?
Yeah.
What do you do when you've got a model that's set up that where there was no Roth IRA and suddenly there's a Roth IRA? What do you do when there was no Roth 401k until 2006 and now there is?
Mm.
What do you do when suddenly North Korea gets along with South Korea and things change?
Right.
You've got to be, you cannot be flat footed in this market, in this economy.
Mm.
You've got to be prepared to be able to make changes. And it's again, again why I tell you, when you're dealing with people, you've got to ask about the business model. What business model are you in? It's not just whether I'm a good person. It's the constraints.
So are you saying really quickly that some people don't have a choice?
No, everybody has a choice. You can always find a fiduciary. We don't have a choice. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor, securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Stop by Lowe's, where great buys are in bloom to help you with all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with 2 for $16 premium hanging baskets. And get pint annuals 5 for $5. So what are you waiting for? Let's get growing. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid May 2nd through May 9th. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Sherry wants to continue the conversation.
I do, yeah. So what you were saying is the advisors, if something changed.
So, hold on. Just in case you happen to miss the last segment. Remember, you can always go back to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com to get the whole show. Or you can go to iTunes, Consider This with Big Joe Clark. Here's the deal. Somebody asked me why a friend, somebody that they care about, that they believe cares about them, did not recommend a change in a portfolio.
Right.
And my point to them was because of their business model, they don't have that ability to make the change from a regulatory standpoint and, again, from a functionality standpoint. So now you can go ahead and ask your question.
Right. So, and the reason is they are not operating under fiduciary conditions, and so their suitability, and so they're selling a product, so they've sold their friend an annuity, and maybe thinking it was the right thing, and it was the right thing, maybe. I don't know. But something changes, and the right thing now, or the best thing now, is to change, and they legally can't, the advisor legally can't have them, can't recommend that they change, or else it's considered churning, you
Correct.
Said?
So churning. Think about churning a portfolio.
You're, right.
It's like when you churn milk, you're turning mm-hmm. it over, right, to turn it into fat and turn it into butter.
Yeah.
That is the process. There are bad, evil people in the world. We find them. Mm-hmm. People will come here where we can look and see 10 different changes that have been made in a portfolio where somebody had a life insurance product and then another life insurance product and then another life insurance mm-hmm. product or an annuity to an annuity to an annuity. That's all churning. And sometimes people can get away with it if they justify it. But it's if they've got a good compliance person, the churning gets the kibosh very, very quickly.
Mm,
right.
Yeah.
So my challenge, very simply put, is when things change, you have to be in a situation where you can make a change.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Maybe you understand what happened between North Korea and South Korea and how that impacts your money. Maybe you know how to pick up the phone and call your broker and tell them that you want to move this chess piece to here and you want to move this chess piece to here because something has changed.
Right.
But if you're doing that, why do you have the broker in the first place? Why aren't you just at a retail account at Schwab or TD Ameritrade or something like that? That's the part that I don't get.
Yeah.
But if somebody makes a commission, right?
Mm-hmm.
To sell you a product.
Right, yeah.
That is called suitability. They're functioning under suitability.
Okay.
The product had to be right for you based on your age, your
sure.
assets, your goals, etc. Right?
Right.
But things change, darn it. And when they change, you've got to be able to make a change as well.
I see.
So let's look at North Korea and South Korea. And I'm not going to get into the politics of this. I'm going to talk to you more in the sense of emerging markets.
Okay.
So, and this kind of goes a little bit in terms of how our process works, right? So, 7 years ago, the average American portfolio had a 10% commodity exposure. Okay. Now, what's commodities? It's cocoa, it's corn, mm-hmm. it's beans, it's oil, mm-hmm. you know, some of the metals, those are commodities. Okay. Had a 10% allocation. Today, the average allocation to commodities is 0.02%, right? So it's very, very, very low. So what happened, Sherry? Why is that the case? Did people change their mind?
I don't know.
So it came from a couple things.
Okay.
The market went up, right? So
if I
didn't look at it, the market went up. And if stocks went up quicker than commodities,
okay.
then by definition, your percentage in commodities is going to be reduced.
Right,
right,
right.
That's one. In this case, commodities have had an absolute shellacking the last 6 or 7 years. And so the value has gone down percentage-wise again as the rest of your portfolio has gone up. Now your percentage is lower.
Okay.
And some people don't like to keep things that lose money, so they sold them. Right?
Yes.
So what we would tell you was 6 or 7 years ago, people were overextended into commodities. And today, they are probably underutilized in terms of where they are. But it's, you know, we look at the emerging markets, and let's talk about it from an economic standpoint first.
Okay.
From an economic standpoint, the developed countries, that's the United States, it's Australia, it's Europe, we produce about $110,000 a year per worker in terms of productivity in our GDP.
Okay.
About 110 grand a year. In emerging markets, that number is closer to 19,000. So less than one fifth of what we're able to produce here.
Okay.
Right? So we pay a lot of attention to the emerging markets because they've got a lot of opportunity
to
use innovation and to grow, right?
Yeah.
So now you go back to this North Korean, South Korean, people say, Joe, is this a good thing? Well, of course it's a great thing. They actually get this pulled off. This is the biggest story that's getting the least amount of coverage of anything I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it's like the reverse of Y2K, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Y2K got plenty of news and nothing happened. This, if they get this pulled, this is a big deal. You know, I was in Berlin right after they took the wall down. I got to watch families reunite.
Wow.
Right? I mean, in the United States, the only thing we can compare this to is a Civil War where we had cousins fighting cousins and brothers, in some case, fighting brothers.
Yeah.
And none of us were alive to see it. These people have been separated from one another, not seeing their families. So, you know, there's the pure emotional part that comes from that. But the economic part, folks, if we get North Korea online, you've got a bunch of other people who need things and who can make things.
Right.
And so you should be able to see some economic growth. Now, we started watching the emerging markets in 2016. 2017, things moved enough for us to start putting an allocation there. We got in there. One of those things that we're watching is this trend that's changing in commodities. When emerging markets start to do well, you typically see commodities start to go in the other direction. Bottom line is cocoa, you know, that stuff that you like in your chocolate candy bars.
Yes.
Is up 50% year to date.
Woo.
Right.
Why?
Now, the why I can't explain. That's,
okay.
I mean, it they were very low prices, and now they're up. Hershey's has stopped making a particular candy bar.
Wow.
Because the cost is so great. Freight's more expensive. You can't find enough people to drive the semis to get them shipped around. But Goldman Sachs' commodity index of all of them is only up 7%. Right. So in the commodity space, you have to be very, very, very careful. And I'm not telling you to go out and to buy beans or corn or cattle and to stick them in your garage.
Yes.
Right? I'm telling you, when you look at your portfolio, that it may be one of those things that you want to consider. It's not that we're not there yet. We certainly don't own any of it yet. But the whole point of this message, of this segment of the show, is to understand that things change. Sometimes they change because I was wrong. Mm-hmm. That can happen. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they change because of something that happens in the tax code. Something happens in the economic world.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens inside of an election. Things change. And if you do not have yourself in a situation where you can observe the change, know what your decision is going to be with the change, and then properly implement that decision, if you don't have all of that and it's not all working together, you're not going to go anywhere good. Right. I mean, I used to tell people to know and not do. You might as well not know.
Yeah. Right. I mean, oh, yeah.
I think it would be less painful at the end of the day. So the question I got is, what do you think this is going to mean to South Korea? One, more consumers, hopefully family reunification. We get to bring our troops home. They don't need to be sitting there on the parallel and doing their thing, because there literally are guards on both sides of a wall. I mean, just kind of crazy how that looks. Semiconductors are big in South Korea. We would expect to see some opportunities there. North Korea is probably the most guarded from the internet in the world. So it'll be interesting to see that change. But anyhow, what a great day for the world and for opportunity. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Give us a call, 800-928-4001, or find us at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi,
I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Sherry stole part of my time in the last segment, so I'm going to swipe a little bit of hers here real quickly.
Go for it.
She said that bonds are paying like 1 or 2% right now, right? And I said, ho. 10-year U.S. Treasury is almost at 3.
Okay.
Peaked at 14.5 in 1980.
Yeah.
So big changes since then. We've had the Dow drop 1,000 points in 2 different days this year.
Yeah.
We've had 2 days collectively where the Dow fell 1,100. And when I look at the S&P 500 performance as the type of this, the time of this taping, it's all virtually flat. It's up about 0.5%, right? When I look at the bond aggregate index, which nobody's talking about, it's off 2.5% year to date. 2.5% year to date. And people are just sitting there asleep at the wheel, you know, not understanding their money, making inefficient financial decisions. And it will lead to frustration, hopefully not devastation.
Devastation, yeah.
All right, Sherry.
Okay, well, this is my segment. And I wanted to focus on our older listeners right now. You have mentioned more than once that in your experience, people don't just retire and watch grass grow.
Correct.
They retire and do other things. And a lot of them actually go back to work. And that's actually what I wanted to address and ask you a couple questions, because I found an article about the gig economy. Have you heard of the gig economy?
No, I don't think so.
Excuse me. Gig economy.
What is the gig economy?
It's like gig jobs. You drive an Uber. You drive a Lyft.
Oh, okay, sure.
You do Airbnb. You
rent. We call it the sharing economy. But
sharing
yes.
economy. Yeah, same thing. And the article I found said that older workers shine in these gig jobs,
sure.
And the percentages of people, and I could read them, but the percentages of people over the age of 60 that rent out a room in their house or drive a car or do some sort of job like that. And they said that it was really a thing that older workers like, because it gets them to utilize their life experience, mm-hmm. you know, sharing it with people, meeting with people. You get your socialization, all those things. And
many times we see people who come in who are tired of the present gig.
Right.
You know, but it's a high paying gig.
Sure.
Right? One of my closest friends is that way. And he's just a few years older than I am. And he said, Joe, I got to stop. And I said, you can stop, but I need you to find something to do that maintain. You don't have to save any more money.
Right.
You need to find something to do to support your standard of living. so that I can have the money to work for another 4 or 5 years.
Right.
That's 5 years I don't have to pay you for retirement, and it's five more years I have to let money grow.
Right.
Right. And so a lot of those gig jobs are out there. I think the last three Uber people I had in Texas when I used them down there at the airport were probably over 60.
Right.
You know, just it's a huge, makes sense. Silver Nest is the site that people go to where they rent out the room. Sometimes it's it's going to be interesting to see where the IRS comes down on this.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Bartering is if you've never heard that term, it's when I do something for Sherry and she does something for me.
And there's no money.
And technically, it's a taxable event. And if you ever get audited, the auditor may very well ask you if you've bartered. You kind of look at him like, what in the world are you at? Well, bartered. Mm-hmm. And because it's an issue. But lot of those Silver Nest deals are, you know, you mow the yard, you clean the house, you do the dishes, right? And, and then instead, and we'll do it for a reduced rent.
Yeah.
Right.
Silver Nest.
Silver Nest.
Okay. So this is the part I wanted to get with you about. Taxes mm-hmm. and gig jobs. Mm-hmm. So let's say a person has retired and they are still working part-time in these sort of kind of things. How does that, and it's a self-employment thing, right? So if you're doing an Uber or you're doing Airbnb, sure. So talk about that just
a little bit. So all self-employed means is you're going to pay both sides of the FICA and the FUTA.
Right.
You have 7.65% taken out of your check and your employer puts in 7.65%. If you are the employer, like in my case, I pay both sides of that on my income up to a certain level. It stops at a certain point. Mm-hmm. You pay Medicare on your last dollar that you earn, but Social Security is limited up to a certain dollar figure. I think it's $127,000 this year. Maybe that was last year. Could be a little bit more. The key thing here is when I see somebody who's over 70, mm-hmm. you cannot put money if you're working into an IRA.
If you're over 70,
you're at the point where you have to take required minimum distributions. However, you can contribute to a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll have people who come in and we've got a lady who's almost 80 who works at the polls.
Yeah.
The election polls.
Right.
And so she makes like $2,500, you know, when she does it. We take that $2,500 out of one of her other accounts, put it in a Roth IRA to make it tax free for her kids and grandkids every single year that she does it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you have to pay attention to. And you just got your taxes done. So you can look on line 7 of your 1040 and it will show you if you had any earned income or not. In order to put money into it, you have to have earned income.
Sure, yeah.
So if you're still working and you're over 70 and a half, where the required minimum distributions kick in, you still have to take the RMD, the required minimum distribution, out for an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're over 70 and a half and you have earned income, you can still put money into a Roth IRA. If you're less than a 5% owner of a company and you have a 401k plan, you do not have to do required minimum distributions out of the 401k.
Okay.
So we have watched, we've already used this as a planning strategy where somebody needed to not have RMDs for a year. And they went and we put money into a 401k. It was no longer in an IRA. They went and got a job for a year, worked just enough to be able to contribute, you know, did some things for their income that year that needed to be done to do some repositioning. And then they retired the next year and we put the money back out and put it in an IRA again.
Do you have any calculations because you're not talking about probably a great deal of money with these kinds of jobs, I would think not.
The consulting ones can be big ticket ones.
So is there any scenario or calculation at which it's not worth doing that? Like it's going to come back to bite you in another census?
I know this is hard to hear from a financial guy, but there's always more to life than money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't make sense and where you have to be careful is if it throws your income over the amount of money that you have to be able to be in the Affordable Health Care Act. If you're under 65, if you're already on Medicare and you're out working, you're not hurting yourself if you're over 65 or full retirement age for Social Security.
Right.
And again, if it gives you the opportunity to delay when you take Social Security.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Right? How does the Social Security figure into that?
Well, if you're too young, if you got Social Security at 62 and you're working, then it can make part of your Social Security taxable. You get part of that back in the way they do the calculation. But moral of the story is don't take Social Security early.
Right,
but
exactly.
The gig jobs, I think, are fun, fascinating. Yeah. You know, we've got people that do tour guide works at Caterpillar.
Yeah, yeah. Counter Prairie, you know, I know people that work there.
You know, so it's all good.
Sure.
It's all good.
Okay.
Any other gig jobs that were on there that sounded interesting?
No, actually.
Are you looking? I mean, is this no, that?
I kind of have one, actually. It feels like. No, the consulting thing is a gig job, really.
Yeah, it
and
is.
I like being self-employed myself. So it's a cool thing. But I didn't realize such a high percentage of retirees.
Forbes said in an article by 2040 that over half of the population will be on a on their own.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of,
I believe,
you know,
it.
That I can hire your expertise for one thing, Linda's for another.
I know.
You know, and it's just, it fascinates me. There's no way we could do it here at the Financial Enhancement Group because of confidentiality.
Sure.
But it is an interesting idea.
Yep.
Hey, listen to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Contos. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider This at yourlifeafterwork.com. And of course you can always reach us at 800-928-4001. Yourlifeafterwork.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,